whatnot.
Who he? WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
A lot of men have enjoyed seeing me naked.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Everybody can suck it.
Can I have some more vodka?
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you anyway, friend?
I'm doing well.
Here's a 2020 sports update now with Buzz Burbank.
All right, let us know what the scores are, Buzz.
I'll have all your stats coming up. A not-gay Senator Larry Craig of Idaho seems to be telling the Senate, I wish I could quit you.
Craig, why men's rooms?
Who tapped his foot and then said he's not gay. Who said he was guilty and then said he wasn't guilty.
Why do you favor rape?
He said he would resign from the Senate and then he didn't.
What the bleep happened here?
What he actually said was that he'd resign by the end of the month if he couldn't get his plea reversed by then. He didn't make it. The court won't rule until next week at the earliest on his request to withdraw his guilty plea. Call it a stall tactic.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
I like that.
Stall.
Long way to go, and yet I felt it was worth it.
You're on a roll. They're rubbing their legs together for you, Buzz.
That's right, warming up. Charging $9.11 for a Rudy Giuliani fundraiser? Priceless. The International Association of Firefighters calls this idea exploitation and an abuse of the symbols of that awful day.
Where's that James Brolin type?
Oh, yeah. A Democratic presidential candidate, Christopher Dodd, calls it unconscionable, shameless.
I'm sorry, I normally ask Rob that with the microphone turned off. My apologies.
That's right.
That's why I took my head.
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know.
It's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
Duh.
What a horse's ass.
Really?
You could hear that tape over and over
again.
Oh,
yeah. Audible. Yeah. Hollywood. Yeah.
Happy 9/11, yeah.
And he seems so smart in the transmissions commercials, right?
Yeah, Cotman. I was straddling my wife.
So there was talk of a Giuliani fundraiser.
Don't hit the button, Edger!
A series of... asking people to donate $9.11, you know, a reminder. Well,
how tacky is that?
Democrat Bill Richardson says using 9/11 as a fundraising gimmick is, quote, using tragedy for politics. Giuliani's people say they had nothing to do with it. They say it's the well-intentioned but unfortunate work of a wealthy Giuliani supporter in California who's trying to get people to set up house parties across the country, for which they ask a $9.11 donation.
This is what kills me with fundraisers.
Is that where you watch the show House?
House. Greg House.
What about fundraisers?
No, they're just, I mean, they distance themselves. I'm sorry, that's your supporters.
Hi, I'm Greg House.
They're your supporters. You can't walk away from them.
Muzzle.
I mean, they're part of your team. Yeah, you're the guy that's organizing the, it has nothing to do with our people. It's the guy that was setting up our whole fundraiser, which we approved.
We got to keep that one in the regular machine. Greg House laughing.
Yeah. I didn't think it was funny, Greg. I mean that. I'm going to punch you right in that place that you got hurt.
What the bleep happened here?
Hi, Larry.
Now, of course, when I say that parts of the Patriot Act are unconstitutional, that's just the true-to-form rantings of a biased liberal media guy. True. But when a judge says it, well, now we're getting somewhere. Yet another part of the Patriot Act has been ruled unconstitutional, the part that lets the government watch and search American citizens without probable cause.
You know who I want to watch and search?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Well, sure.
That's your Patriot.
That's a Patriot Act I want to get into.
I'd like to just rub my thumb around that little cleft in his chin.
Hello, boy.
No.
I think it'd be really fun to do that. I'd like to go through and sniff all of Bill Belichick's sweatshirts. That's my Patriot Act.
That's because you have that. You like to roll hobos.
Wow.
I don't.
Roll hobos. Let's go out and roll some hobos.
Now, that was your old DJ name.
Roll hobo.
Rolly hobo.
In other words, based on this judge's ruling, no fishing expeditions that invade the privacy of Americans who aren't suspected of anything. It does happen. You can ask Brandon Mayfield. who was mistakenly linked to bombing a train in Spain. The government eventually apologized and settled out of court for $2 million. It had misread his fingerprint.
The train in Spain
That's
falls
right.
mainly on the plane.
The rain in... No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, do.
The no, Rob, that do. Sounded very good.
That sounded
please
very
do.
Gay.
That was the theater arts major in you coming out. Oh, Mike, please do.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane. See? That's...
We're gay.
Gay.
Amen.
Homo.
He's a fag.
Thank you.
Gay.
I'm proud of it.
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
Yeah, give me the rainbows, baby.
Bravo.
This Oregon judge has ruled that the Constitution...
Gay sex, whoa.
The Constitution hasn't let us down yet, so there's no reason to start second-guessing it now. Katie Couric, one of the most respected names in journalism, said an ugly thing this week about her predecessor, Dan Rather. Quoting Katie, sloppy work is sloppy work.
You know what he said?
What?
Sloppy seconds is what you are, Katie.
Something like.
Katie, I've got your sloppy right here. Dan Rather, CBS News, sloppy.
She's got quite the potty mouth on
she
her.
Does.
She does. She wears like a sailor.
Katie Couric's notebook.
As the UN General Assembly meets here in New York, Iran's retarded president Ahmadinejad is taking center stage. To most people, his views are like bad. He's so retarded and called for the destruction of the Great Wall of China and cell phones that play the theme to Sex in the City.
God,
wow,
somebody,
that's terrible.
Someone stop her, please.
That's why the CBS Evening News has no ratings.
She's like a sailor.
Well, in this comment about sloppy work, Katie's talking about a 60 Minutes piece that exposed the president's military service. Parts of that report were wrong, and Rather eventually got fired for it. He says CBS just needed a sacrifice to offer to the White House. Rather is suing CBS, as you've heard, for $70 million over that. Katie was asked about all this, and that's when she said the sloppy work thing. Rather answered by saying, I don't believe Ms. Couric knows all the facts when they come out. She may well change her mind. Rather's hinting that he may call President Bush as a witness.
And you're going to love this. Donald Trump, who just has gone 5 minutes without being in the news, he has a statement about Dan Rather.
Huh. Oh, really?
Dan Rather's a loser. I think he feels left out. I think he feels like a loser, but that's what he is.
All right, and then you have... So then,
shut up, Donald.
So then Mark Cuban commented on Donald Trump.
Oh, good.
Donald Trump is a first-class idiot.
I love this. Everybody's piling on.
This is fun.
Friend.
Oh, Mark.
That's Mark Cuban.
There's Mark Cuban.
Friend.
We got a lot of tapes of Mark Cuban on Dancing with the Stars. There he is now. Mark Cuban.
Good.
There he is.
Mark Cuban.
Quite the dancer.
Mark Cuban.
Friend.
Children's do learn. That's what President That's what President Bush told the kids at a school in New York yesterday.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Children's do learn.
What did he say?
Children's do learn.
Children's do learn.
It was the White House that invited the cameras.
No good.
Invited the cameras to promote the No Child Left Behind Act. Bush promised to be the education president in his very first presidential campaign speech.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
But no good.
Went on to ask, is our children learning? Yesterday's grammatical slip.
Quot not.
Children's do learn.
Quot not.
You'll find that's corrected in the White House transcript.
Is our children learning?
Bad.
Yeah, Mark Cuban doesn't like
Very
that.
Very bad.
Bad.
Ahmadinejad.
Mark Cuban. How did you like your time on Dancing with the Stars?
No good.
Didn't like it. Ahmadinejad, that's an example. I'll admit it's been helpful to spell it phonetically because at first glance it appears unpronounceable.
Who he?
Until you get used to it.
Who he?
Phonetic spelling's a common practice, especially in the president's speeches. When the White House gave ABC's Ann Compton a draft version of the president's annual speech to the UN General Assembly, Ann noticed something odd. Phonetic spellings next to the names of French President Sarkozy and the Mugabe regime, among others.
Now you have to at least give him a little credit with the... Whoever the dick from Iran is,
Ahmadinejad, very difficult name to pronounce.
I would imagine even your slickest politician
right.
might need a little help. But something tells me
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
That a lot of this has to do, like, with filet-o-fish.
Yes.
You know,
I'd love to see all the ones that they use, because, you know, I bet they get some. Like, Mugabe has been around for, what, 30 years?
Yeah, pretty easy to pronounce, I think. Yeah,
Robert Mugabe, right, in Africa.
Exactly.
It's just funny that they M-O-O-G-A-H-B-E.
Sarkozy.
B-E-E.
How do you think they do Iraq for him, phonetically?
It's a picture of an eye, and then it's a guy being stretched.
It's like the game Concentration.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the draft also included something else unusual, the speechwriter's phone numbers, which may come in handy for reporters.
Oh, good.
Y'all next. Tom Cruise reportedly firing someone for passing gas.
Friend.
That's our story when we continue.
I bet it was him.
Yeah, it was him. His new buddy.
Such a little man. He's got big farts. He's got the farts of a 6-foot-tall man.
Oh, lighten up, Daniel.
Friend.
All right, Cuban. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.